This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today, 20 people per square mile. The University of Houston's College of Engineering presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. I was born on a planet with 2 billion other people. Now I share Earth with almost 7 billion others. Together we occupy about 400 million square miles of dry land. That means fewer than 20 people on average occupy each square mile. That sounds like a lot of room until we realize that life in many huge areas like the Sahara or Antarctica has its drawbacks. So let's see how all these people are distributed. Look at, say, arid Nevada here in the United States. It has over 2.5 million people and a population density of 24 people per square mile. That's close to the world average, but 78% of those people live in Las Vegas. Elsewhere, Nevada's density is only 5 people per square mile, and they almost all live in a few small cities. Take White Pine County. It's 7 times the size of Rhode Island. Discounting those who live in the county seat of Ely, the rest live on about 2 square miles each. Imagine only 10 total people living on Manhattan instead of the actual density, 71,000 per square mile. Our big agricultural states tend to be near the world average or fewer. Nebraska has 23 people per square mile, but South Dakota has only around 10. And the population density in Saskatchewan, Canada's breadbasket, is fewer than 2 people per square mile. Now, compare those farmlands with our crowded East Coast. Massachusetts and New Jersey hold about 1,000 people per square mile. The population densities of England, Korea, and Japan, each with a great deal of coastline, are all high, around 400. So, what does this tell us? First of all, that inland life becomes less hospitable. Life is hard in Russia with 8 people per square mile, or landlocked Tibet with only 2. Of course, the very desirability of coastal regions makes life hard in another way. They become populated beyond the capacity of their adjacent land to sustain them. Bangladesh, with about 3,000 people per square mile, suffers constant food shortages. All this evokes the huge question hovering over us: what's Earth's real capacity for housing us? How many people can our environment sustain in the long run? The answer depends on the quality of life the population enjoys. For our standard of living, the number would probably be a lot fewer than now live. Those conversations carry vast political baggage, and I won't try to argue them here. But I do notice something. Where population density is low, so too is the tendency to worry about such matters. For the moment, I only ask you to consider the odd way we distribute ourselves on our planet. It's like a cocktail party. 50 out of 60 people in a large house may always be found in one room or another at any moment. By the same token, I never cease to wonder at the vast emptiness of Texas whenever I leave Houston's close-knit camaraderie. I'm John Leinhardt at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.